You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, get ready, because it's all me this segment, and all I'm going to talk about is the South Florida multifamily market. We're going to talk condos, we're going to talk apartments, we're going to talk student housing. Let's talk about how we got here. Most of us got here by plane, train, boat, or automobile, because not too many people lived here. And you want to know something? That ain't slowing down anytime soon. In fact, most of the people coming here today are really high-end people with a lot of money, and we're building housing for them up and down the coast and out west in Doral and in other places like that. So we got here because people want to live here. People want to live here. And now what's going on is that the sites are becoming scarcer and scarcer. Scarcer and scarcer. You can't find anything else, anything on the water left in Miami-Dade County, unless you call me, because I know where to look. But people are now selling the Skyline View. A couple blocks off the water in Brickell, you've got all these fancy deals. I did one there. Millicento just opened for the Related Group. They're doing good. Brickell is popping. Brickell's happening. These things are getting absorbed. I talked to the condo guys. They're hitting their budgets. They're hitting their sales marks. Things are different. But they're still selling, and soon they're going to be closing. And I don't think too many people are going to walk away from their deposits. So if you're out of the ground in a condo deal, I think you're doing okay. If you're not out of the ground, well, costs have risen. It's going to cause all your numbers to go crazy. So condo guys, they've got some challenges coming up. But most of the condos that are up and out are going to be made. They're going to make. They've got great deposits. They've got great financing. They've got a capital stack that makes sense. People are closing on them. So I think the condo market is going to be good. However, we're delivering a lot of condo product that doesn't really match with the people that live here. So what's going to happen? I think you're going to see a lot of roommates pop up. People can't necessarily afford on their own these fancy condos on the water or in Brickell by where they want to be out partying and having a good time or close to their jobs. But hey, they could split it with a friend. And we got a real young, vibrant community living in those places. They're going to split them with a friend. How do I know? Because I live in a gorgeous rental building right now, and a lot of the people have unrelated roommates. I think that the trend will continue. You'll see longer people staying with their families, so that'll also help. And a lot of these people are going to move into these condos in a few years. And one last thing, we're building about 7,500 condos. A lot of them are already absorbed. We absorb like 3,000 a year. I think it's going to be just fine. Now, let's talk about apartments. People go, well, they're building stuff everywhere, and there's going to be a shadow market with apartments. There's too much supply coming, blah, 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 blah. I go, hey, hold it. People are putting the brakes on this apartment construction. Things are not as highly, you know, in the mix as some people might think. There are still incredible, incredible sites left for apartments. And by golly, the equity partners, they want to be here. And when the equity partners want to be here, they call their institutional developers, and those people go to work. I'm working with a number of them right now. I called them all this week to find out what was going on in their bailiwick. And while a number of them are switching their focus from condos to rentals, the real interesting thing is some of them are switching their focus to student housing. And you go, well, why? Why student housing in Miami? UM's got students and stuff like that. Well, hey, if you look in the Gables Grand Project, just north of the University of Miami, you got a lot of students in there. Parents pay. They put their students in there. Great place to live, right on top of Epicure, right by the train station. You can get anywhere without a car from there. So other stations like that near the University of Miami, they're thinking, hey, we're going to rent to these UM students, and they probably will. Won't be purpose-built, like we call them, but it'll be stuff that's targeted towards the students. I think it'll do great. Out by FIU North, they're building student housing right up there right now. Down south at FIU South, there are plans in the works to build lots of student housing, but it's not that easy. You got a great opportunity down at FIU South because you got a big commercial district that they just made into University City. They upzoned it. The problem is they didn't condemn anything or do anything with eminent domain, so you got to go in there and negotiate with the landowners. Not too easy. Not too easy. But I do know there's a project coming out for 2017 delivery, high rise. It's going to be gorgeous. The things that they're building for the students are just absolutely amazing. So let's go back to the rental apartment market for just a minute and let's talk about what's really going on. Because there is somewhat of a supply situation that is going to come in the multifamily market, but in location by location, there's still incredible demand that hasn't been met. Let's talk about a couple of those. The health district. The health district, well, if you go on one side of the river, over by all the hospitals, you're in the civic center area, you're in the health district. But go on the south side. There's a secret there. The secret is it's really northwest Little Havana. If you go up by the Marlins ballpark, over by what people see as the health district, and you go try to do something up there, you're going to be renting to people that can get to downtown in 5 minutes, that can get to Brickell in 5 minutes, that don't have to go on the highway to get to Edgewater or go party in Wynwood. Or go buy something fancy in the design district. And hey, they want to go out west to Doral? Surface roads, baby. They want to go into Coral Gables? Surface roads. So there are opportunities, and the place to be is Little Havana. We had Frank Mello Rodriguez on, Rodriguez Mello, but we had Frank on last week who makes the market in Little Havana. He's the president of the CCIMs. Frank talked all about it. I've been to events there. I got to tell you, get in the car, go down to the Ball and Chain, have a beer, and watch the sun go down on the main drag in Little Havana, Cayocho, right across the street from Domino's Park. You'll be amazed at the beautiful feel you get. It's like South Beach was just a few years ago. And so what do I see coming? I see an incredible opportunity in Little Havana to go out and really pick up some properties and take advantage of the proximity. And so I'm going to capitalize, and I'm going to shift gears on the word proximity. We had a couple of weeks ago on Mike Fay. Mike Fay called it the theory of donuts. I call it the theory of the city-state. Either way, it doesn't matter. What it means is that every little neighborhood is becoming vertically integrated. They're all going to have office, hotel, retail. You won't have to leave. Doesn't that get you excited? As you're sitting there pounding your way up 95 to Parkland from downtown, you're darn tootin' it does. Because now you can live close, work close, have school close, have a good school. Good work, great new building to live in. Sounds to me like that's the way to go. And so what you're going to see is people moving closer to work, closer to where they got to be. Why? Because who wants to spend their life on the roadway? Apartment market is healthy. Condo market is healthy. Student housing market, underserved. D, how much time do I have? D is in there talking to Larry. How much time do I got, D? Oh, I got 3 minutes left, so I'm going to give people the bottom line. The bottom line is that everybody thinks that rents have to hit $3 a foot to make the deals make sense. Well, if you're not out of the ground yet, they probably do. Will they get to $3 a foot? Maybe not right away, but they eventually will. They eventually will. You say, well, Jim, how the heck do you know that? I know that because I did my first deal in apartments in the early 90s. It was up at Lincoln Point in Aventura. I had to convince the out-of-town investor that they could get $1 a foot in rent. Then, the next time the cycle came, I did a deal down in Dadeland. It's called Toscano now. I had to convince the guy that they could get $2 a foot in rent. Well, they did. Now, I've got clients coming to town, and they're going to build smaller units in great locations by your work. I closed the deal right across the street from Miami City, from the Swire City Center project in Brickell. This project will take the advantage of all of that, but they'll have smaller units. That deal, that'll get the $3 a foot. It will. It will. So people are concerned about the market. I'm really not. There may be somewhat of a pause, but I think that'll be good because the pause will create a situation for absorption to happen, for a stabilized execution to occur. And I personally believe that everything is pretty hunky-dory overall in the apartment market. And you know who agrees with me? The most important people, the equity partners. You need an apartment building built, the equity guys are out there.